Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So yesterday, bro, I'm going home. Oh, yes. And, of course, the only thing Dove cares about is we are coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at, of course, my favorite store. ShopRite, specifically Ramsey, New Jersey. Now, so I'm on a train yesterday going home, and I get a text from who else?
Ira.
The GM of the Jets, Ira, in Staten Island. And it's two words, Sam Hurt. I'm like, Sam Hurt. That's it. Sam Hurt. So now I'm like, what do you mean? So I text him back. He said, what the hell do you mean, Sam Hurt? What do you mean he's hurt? So then he comes back, and I forget what he says to me, right? And then he tells me eventually that he's in a walking boot and all of this, and McCown's going to play. And you know, so now, of course, I was already a little upset yesterday. I was a little down yesterday to begin with. I wasn't feeling great. My stomach wasn't great. So now I got to hear this. So now I'm even more aggravated. Now I'm aggravated. So but that's how I found out. The only reason I bring it up because that's how I found out about this injury to Donald. You know?
Oh, it was stunning.
And it seems like I found out before the coach.
Yeah, we all did. The coach still doesn't know. The coach hasn't figured it out.
So Ira actually knew before Balls did.
Yeah, I think so.
How's that possible?
It's funny. Yesterday, right after the show, I recorded a Met off-season preview podcast with Sal Licata and Adam Eaton.
And the great Adam Eaton.
The great Adam Eaton, who's a legend.
Former major leaguer.
Not quite. Right. Not the outfielder or the pitcher.
Right.
But a buddy of mine who's a diehard Met fan. So and you could download it, the Evan Roberts podcast, whatever. Don't download it now. You should listen to our show, but maybe later.
Right. It's much listen later.
Right. It's fun. We had a good time. Did an hour on the Mets. As it's ending, Ernie says, did you talk about Sam? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about Sam?
Right.
What are we talking about here? And he tells me about this, and the first thing, and this is where I would probably have made a mistake with you. The first thing I'm thinking about is, knowing a guy's hurt, it's about, well, what's the injury?
Right, of course.
Did he tear his ACL? You're
right, that's the first thing I'm thinking of. Right, exactly what you just said.
Yeah. So, when you hear he's in a walking boot.
Right.
It doesn't feel overly serious, at least that's the way the Jets are portraying it. But I made a big mistake this morning. I am such an idiot.
Right.
I get to work so early. I like to, I have time.
You're doing what I used to do now.
Yeah, I did exactly what you were my model in many ways.
Well, I mean, I'm well versed in that commute. I know the deal.
So I got here very early, and I'm bothered by this injury, much like you. I'm annoyed. Right. I want to watch Sam Darnold. I want to watch Josh McCown.
Right.
So I go on the Game Pass, and I start rewatching some of the Jet game to find out where this guy got hurt.
There was a moment when he did get up limping a little bit.
Yeah, it's slight though.
Well, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah.
And I think there's something else at work here, bro. I think if he really probably could play this game, I think they're using this as an excuse to sit him without really saying we're sitting him.
And that's not a full-fledged conspiracy because then there's an injury. Because I've heard people on Twitter say, there's no injury. They're just trying to make an excuse to sit him. They don't need an excuse to sit him.
Right.
If Todd Bowles wants to sit him, have some guts and sit him.
Yeah, that's it. You want him to watch for a week. That's all.
I may disagree with it. You may disagree with it. Some may disagree with it, but just go do it. So I'm sure he's hurt, but I just found myself obsessed with trying to see the part of the game where he got hurt.
Right, right.
And what I get in return is rewatching that train wreck.
Yeah, it was a train wreck.
And rewatching bad snap.
Another bad snap.
After bad snap.
He may not, I'm reading, he may not play this week, which he shouldn't play.
How can he play?
I don't see how you play him. You got to play the kid. Harrison wasn't that. Is there really that big a difference? At least we know Harrison can do a shotgun snap without him, you know, going it all over the place.
He already has enough to battle with. To add bad snaps to it makes your
right.
job more difficult.
Right. Of course.
Here's the second thing I thought about. The second thing I thought about is while I really appreciate Josh McCown and the leadership that he has, and maybe it's the troll in me, I don't know. I want to see Davis Webb.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Why the hell not?
That's the question I'm asking. So what are they going to do this week? Who's the backup quarterback?
It will be Davis Webb.
It is going
to
be him.
Well, if Sam Darnold isn't healthy enough to play like Jerry said.
Right.
To me, it doesn't make any sense to have him as a backup. Because what if McCown seriously got hurt?
Amen.
So 100%. Davis Webb is going to be added to this
100%.
Roster. And he's going to be the backup.
Well, but you know the answer to this.
What's that?
I could tell you. You know, why is Webb not playing? Because Todd needs to win games. Because you think that's not at work here,
no,
bro?
You're right. I don't. As a
you
fan, I'm not thinking that, though.
No, look, I'm with you. But you know what's going on here.
And
lose to the Bills? Forget about it. You know, fire him after the game. He should be gone already, but you know what I mean.
You know what? I get why Todd Bowles is going to do it. We talked about this last year. There's a motivation to win games.
Of course.
I get that, and I understand that's the reasoning. But I'm going to give you the reasoning why it should be Davis Webb. And I'll give you three of them. Number one, Josh McCown is 39 years old.
Right.
He is not going to be the backup forever.
No.
And if you look around this league, having a backup quarterback matters. Unless your starting quarterback's name is Eli Manning or Tom Brady,
right.
guys who never get hurt, or Philip Rivers, those are the guys that jump out at you. And I give Eli a lot of credit, by the way. I mean, think about this. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
All hurt.
Yeah.
All have not played every game. Forget Brady for a second. He's not even human. Eli Manning, one of the things about Eli.
Well, Brady did miss a full year, though.
He did, but it was 10 years ago.
Oh, wait, 10 years.
10 years ago. So you're right, but Tom Brady's the greatest of all times. So I didn't even want to use him. I want to use Eli only because he's taken a beating this year. There are many who argue he's not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
One of the things that, in my opinion, make him a Hall of Famer is this.
No question about it. Plays every game.
Carson Wentz. I'm not trying to knock Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Guys get hurt NFL when they play quarterback.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers had a lot of injuries.
Absolutely.
You know, no question. You're 100% right.
Jimmy Garoppolo,
he's done for the year.
Yeah. Oh, we can go through the list, bro. We keep going.
Right.
Eli Manning hasn't. So I think anytime a quarterback gets hurt, if you're a Giant fan or just a football fan, take a step back. That is a part of Eli Manning's eliteness in his career.
I completely agree.
Playing.
Yep.
The guy played.
Yep.
But I want to know. Down the road, because our vision is that Sam Darnold's going to be the guy for the next 10 years.
Right, we hope. We pray.
It's nice to have a good backup.
Yep.
Let's find out what Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese didn't want to find out.
Yeah, well.
Let me see what they... It feels like I'm repeating myself from December. Let's see what Davis Webb is.
Well,
I don't need to see Josh McCown, Joe.
Look, I don't want to... Look, I like McCown a lot. I mean, what he's brought to the table with his franchise means a lot. You know, so I certainly don't want to see McCown get hurt. But, I mean, if something did happen to him or if McCown was having – I doubt they'd ever pull him. He won't pull him.
No, he's not going to pull him.
You know, he'd have to have some kind of injury for them to put Davis Webb in a game.
It's nothing –
so I really don't want to see McCown get hurt.
It's nothing against Josh McCown. I'm certainly not going to sit there rooting for him to get hurt.
No.
I think he's a good dude. I think he's been really valuable to the growth of Sam Darnold.
Yes.
It's that when you look at this season and where it's going and you look at the big picture and you look at the future – there is a chance Davis Webb could be the backup on this team for a bunch of years. You never know. I don't know.
Of course.
Josh McCown is likely to retire sooner than later. I know why Todd Bowles wants to start him.
Yeah.
You're right.
Of course.
You're right. As a fan, I'm not thinking about that. I don't need to see Josh McCown. I don't need to see him. I am more curious about Davis Webb. I'd rather see him play.
No, I'm not. That's why I brought it up. That's why I said it. Well, who's the backup quarterback this week? Because of exactly what you're saying. But again, you know the deal. There's no way. Because, you know, they lose to Buffalo, okay? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you can't get any lower than that. Not that he's not already out already, but that just would be the absolute final nail if they lost to
Bills. I get it.
So you know how Bowles is thinking.
I think that this is the problem when you have a coach on the hot seat. This is the problem when you have a general manager on the hot seat.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about McCagnan in general, but just specifically.
When
you're on the hot seat, you manage – you GM, you coach differently. You think about things differently. You know, you look at the Knicks, and I'm sure we'll get to them later. Dave Fizdale can have a long view of his team.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be here.
Well, he's got a major honeymoon period here.
Right.
Now.
But when you're on the hot seat, you can't have the long view of your team.
No.
As a fan, you and I, as long as we're walking the earth, are going to be fans of the teams we root for.
No, never going to change.
So we've got the longest view of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And my long view says, would I like to see the Jets beat the Buffalo Bills? Sure. I always root for my team to win. But I'd rather see a guy who still hasn't gotten a chance in the National Football League than a 39-year-old backup.
No, I can't disagree with that.
So I get why Todd's not going to do it.
It's one thing, and the other thing that's a work, it's one thing if they were still if they really were in the race. I could see it. I mean, if they were sitting right now at 5-3 instead of 3-5, then it's a little different ball game. Okay? Because I want to win the game now. You're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
But you make a lot of sense. I mean, if they wanted to play Davis Webb this week, I'm in. Let me see him. I'm good with that.
And I'm
more than good with that.
I truly mean this. And Giant fans don't have to believe me, but I don't think I've ever shown you, Giant fans, that I'm some kind of bad troll against you. But I know that there are Jet fans that would take a lot of joy out of Davis Webb playing and performing at a very high level.
Right.
And I think it would bother rightfully so, it would bother Giants.
Sure,
fans.
Sure it would. If all of a sudden Webb turned out to be a pretty decent quarterback, they'd be going nuts. Why did we just let this guy go?
Sure. And that's, I swear to you, not my thought here. My thought is mostly I've got a guy who could be a part of my future as a backup. He could be. And backup quarterbacks in this league are valuable because most guys aren't Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady and Eli Manning. Most guys miss time. And you want to have yourself a capable backup quarterback who doesn't make a lot of money. And right now, Davis Webb doesn't make any money. So I'd want to see him because this season is going where we know it's going. It's going nowhere.
Yep.
They're not winning anything.
Nope.
They're not winning a damn thing. As far
I'm just rooting for your push, bro. You get the 6. Because I don't think 7's realistic. I don't know if 6 is, but,
I think they're going 5-11
I'll tell you what, if they don't lose this week, if they don't win this game this week, they're not winning 6 games.
No. I don't know if they win in 6 games now anyway.
No, they may not. But if they lose this game, forget about it.
And I am skeptical about injuries in general. And I think it's because I've been very scarred by the way the Nets and the Mets talk about injuries and handle injuries. They're very, both franchises in different ways. I want to put this nicely. They're not forthcoming.
Well, it's the old Eric Mangini.
Yeah.
When we used to have Vilma on, and Vilma had a knee injury, but he couldn't tell us what knee it was.
Right.
I mean, well, you know, come on.
And that's what the Jets do. The Jets won't tell you things. So when they say it's minor, and they're hopefully he's back after the bye. While that may be true, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. I want to see him play the Patriot game. I want him in that game. I want him playing against them.
Me too.
He may have a horrible game. He probably will.
That's fine.
But I want to see him play the best team, to play the team that if we are ever going to get where we want to go, we're going to have to beat at some point.
No question. I want to see him play every game.
But you know what I mean.
Yes.
That's a big
test for him.
Of course.
So hopefully this injury isn't serious and we will see him in 2 weeks. And I know it's a losing battle, but yes, I would rather see Davis Webb on Sunday than Josh McCown.
No, I would have no problem with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.